CPA After Dark.
What's going on, guys, and welcome back to CPA After Dark. I'm your host, Kristen Graham, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host and my personal CPA, Marit Bermud.
Hi, everybody, and if you've noticed, the background is different. We are coming to you from the Grand America Hotel in downtown Salt Lake City. It's beautiful, and we just finished the Tax and Legal 360 Conference. It's been a wild ride.
It has been. We've learned so much. We were just talking about how much we've learned. But it is, even as a business owner, getting the information from the Tax and Legal 360 has been, I mean, it's been exponential for me.
Yeah, it's not just about taxes. So much about business. Mm-hmm. We have been having the greatest time. And we got into a very interesting discussion the other day with one of the people here about writing off clothing, writing off costumes, wanting to deduct, say, the outfit for the Tax and Legal Conference. Mm-hmm. So we kind of wanted to talk about that today and just give you our thoughts.
Yeah. And I mean, like the black and white, our clothes that we're wearing to like the Tax and Legal Conference, this kind of stuff. Yes, I don't wear this every day, but that doesn't mean, like, I'm in gym clothes every day, but that doesn't mean that this is a write-off because it's not my everyday use. I can wear this in public. I will wear this in public. It is not going to be a tax write-off.
Yeah, we had someone asking about buying, you know, because the event is more formal, not formal, but, you know, business casual. Is that what
they
called
it? Yeah, I would say business casual.
And they needed to buy specific clothes. Well, I went to Nordstrom and I bought my outfit specifically. I spent $1,000 at Nordstrom, but it's a business expense because I'm going to this business conference.
No, it's not. If you can wear the clothing outside of the event that you're doing, it's not going to be a write-off.
Right, so the Samba girls that we saw at the party last night, because they do a lot of partying at this conference.
Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Accountants can party.
Yeah, they had on the rhinestone leg wraps and
feather hats and glittery, glitzy, high feathery shoes.
Yeah, and they could have been independent contractors. We don't know. Maybe they were like, maybe this girl's like, well, I just... I'm a Samba, you know, I appear, I teach Samba, I have to buy this costume, obviously. That would be a write-off for her if that was her business. Mm-hmm. That's a costume.
Yeah, for sure. She's definitely, I mean, she wouldn't even wear that to a nightclub. Like, that was so extreme. Like, if you cannot wear that in public, like, isn't there a scenario where somebody showed up at, like, an IRS office in their clothing and it was like, okay, you win, you cannot wear that in public?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if I know that one, but if not, they should do it because that's
like
amazing.
Something.
Especially, we're at the Grand America, but especially, say, if you're an OnlyFans creator and you're writing off your lingerie. Of course, every tax practitioner is going to have a different opinion on it. If you've followed our channel for a while, you know that my take on it is that I think a specific piece of lingerie for something that you're creating on OnlyFans could be acceptable as a write-off. I mean, I thought about that because I imagine someone showing up at the IRS office.
Yeah.
And I think they'd be just so thrown off, they wouldn't even know what to say.
Like right now, if I was to go and say, like, okay, well, we're filming and let's just prove a point, I can go change into something more comfortable, like lingerie. And could you imagine the amount of people that would be offended by my outfit? So that kind of stuff, because clearly it would offend people. Mm-hmm. Or at the very least, turn a lot of heads. I cannot wear that in public. That would...
Well, I do know they have those signs at the businesses that say no shoes, no shirt, no service. Maybe we go along that guideline there, and that kind of helps.
So there's another way to kind of get around clothing that maybe wouldn't have been approved for a write-off. Like if I was to have like something embroidered on my dress that said, you know, I'm here with like, you know, KG Fitness Solutions, and it, you know, was embroidered on my dress, I could get away with something like that being a write-off.
Maybe. That's going to depend on your tax preparer. That's going to depend on the amount of items that you buy. That's going to depend on your risk factor, because we did an episode about writing off different car expenses, and we talked about car wrapping.
Right. Yeah, we
did. It's kind of the same theory, where we were saying the cost of the wrap's deductible, but it doesn't make your car a business vehicle. The same goes when you're putting advertising on your clothing. They look at it as though maybe the advertising cost, the cost of the screen printing, would be deductible, but the cost of the clothing is questionable.
Okay.
I think people go both ways on that. I definitely know business owners that order the bulk t-shirts and they write off the whole thing, or preparers will do a percentage. So, but I definitely think it gives you a much stronger case that it's a business expense when you have a big advertisement
right.
on it.
That specific use.
Yeah. What about, you said you wear workout clothes mm-hmm. a lot for your job.
Right.
So can we write off any of the Lululemons? I mean, because I want to write off my Lululemons.
I mean, you're my accountant, so you tell me.
No. Maybe if we embroider some Lululemons, we could talk about it. We could see how much advertising you have on there.
So there's another kind of way you can maybe get around this a little bit. I'm saying get around. That sounds bad. That's not exactly my intent by this. But I know for me, like, there's oftentimes there's different scenarios where I go somewhere and it's like, okay, well, I have to buy something to, for like a theme party, right? So like the Samba night last night was like a theme party. Mm. So a lot of people dress in bright colors. Bright colors are fine. It is what it is. But if you were to go out and buy a feathery, glittery, fun costume type outfit for this party that is at a business event,
mm.
that is part of the business, you know, structure for the day, and they're giving you this party, what's your take on that?
Mm. You're throwing me the hard balls.
You have to show up. I mean,
yeah, but you don't. It's not mandatory for you to wear the costume. It's not an ordinary and necessary expense for your business, you know? It's like, for the Samba girl, it's kind of necessary for her business.
That.
So I don't know if I would personally do the theme costume. I feel like there could be ways where you could really justify it. Maybe if as a speaker at the event, it was mandatory for me to show up in the 1920s costume.
I just feel like when they give you a task, how do you not go for it?
Yeah.
I mean, the task was to dress for the event.
I think maybe in the case where it's a mandatory thing, maybe you have a higher position, like me as the speaker, and they say all speakers
okay.
need to dress up as 1920s, you need to, it's part of your contract, then I would say yes on that, especially if it was a themed costume. But in the case of the newscaster, where she had to wear a certain color scheme as she was recording, and the court case, I don't know the name of it off the top of my head, but they actually denied her deductions, and she said, I have to wear these colors. I absolutely have to be on camera to film. It's a non-negotiable for my contract. They still said no because it was...
Because she could wear them.
Because she could wear it outside regardless
right.
of the coloring. So I like that it's also a costume on top of it.
Yeah.
You kind of had me with a theme, a mandatory theme in your contract maybe. So
questionable at best.
Yeah. So lots of questions around that now. But one thing Kristen and I do love talking about besides real estate is outfits.
Yes.
Clothing.
That's
looking
how...
good. Feeling good. Being your own walking billboard, mm-hmm. as she was telling me about this weekend, which I think is really great. And, you know, we've talked a little bit about that before, but maybe we can do another episode on that
definitely.
Soon as well.
Yeah.
And I think that's all we have on that.
I think that's all we have on clothing write-offs. I hope you guys liked the thumbnail for this video, because that is what triggered the discussion. But we will see you guys next time on CPA After Dark. Make sure you are subscribing so you don't miss anything.